DW.
Bari.
Sorry.
Super.
Hi.
Hello.
A hut made from iron sheets in one of the small Maasai villages in Kajiado County, southern Kenya, where Harriet and her husband welcomed me to their home. Until a few weeks ago, the family of four had no electricity because the village is too far from the national grid. But that's changed. Harriet proudly shows me her brand new solar home system. A tiny solar panel on the roof charges a lithium battery. It powers three LED ceiling lights, a rechargeable torch, and a small rechargeable radio. Some 600 million people in Africa still have no access to electricity, but that's begun to change. Thanks to decreasing prices for solar panels and LED lights, dozens of startups are now offering off-grid solar solutions, like Mkopa Solar, the Kenyan company where Harriet got her system. When Harriet milks her cow during dusk, she can now use her rechargeable torch in the cow shed. She explains how the solar home system has changed her life.
Before we used a kerosene lamp, but the smoke made us cough. And while I used the lamp for cooking, my husband and children had to sit in the dark. But since we now have light in every room, my children can easily do their homework at night.
Mobile phones and mobile money are crucial for the success of the solar revolution in the making. Jesse Moore is the co-founder and managing director of the solar company Mkopa in Nairobi.
So Mkopa works because we allow people to buy a solar system in small increments. And the magic of how they can pay for those small increments is through M-Pesa, which is the mobile money system here in Kenya. And we can remotely control the solar systems that we sell. And that allows us to shut off devices that aren't being paid for. And then the minute they pay us through M-Pesa, turn them back on again.
Under the scheme, Harriet pays Mkopa 50 shillings, that's around 40 euro cents, per day. And after 1 year, she will have paid the 180 euro total costs for the solar home system off and owns it. And Mkopa can stay in touch with each solar home system through the SIM card inside the control unit. And if people fall behind in their payments, the company can switch the system off remotely. Some customers get quite angry when their system is turned off, though, and Mkopa field officer Jeff Sammy tells me.
Others can become angry and they even return the device. But the system is effective. This is a loan system. Like most of the financial institutions, they have to keep on following you. But for us, this one is the best because if you don't pay, you don't get the light.
Harriet's neighbor, Duncan Manga, upgraded to a solar home system with a power-efficient flat-screen TV set, which is a bit more expensive compared to the basic package with just three LED bulbs, the radio and torch. But Duncan feels the 125 shillings, or 1 euro per day, are worth it. The fancy flat-screens that are designed to work for the solar home system are quite popular. Mkopa has sold already over 70,000 of them since the launch last year. Why is TV so important for you?
I like to teach my children about the rest of the world, and I also like to watch the news.
However, for some people, the capacity of the solar home systems, like the Mkopa models, is too limited. The 20-watt panel can do little more than power a few lamps, a simple TV, and charge a torch or mobile phone at the same time. It does not provide enough energy to run bigger machines. That's why some solar companies in Africa are now building so-called solar mini-grids.
As you see, these solar panels are 240 number. This is 25 kilowatts of power.
I went to see a mini-grid run by the PowerHive company in western Kenya. Dismas Masongo, a local resident and landlord of the site, shows me the long lines of solar panels built in an open space between maize fields and green banana trees on his land. Next to the panels is a small shed with 48 batteries, each around the size of a car battery.
This is a backup. The battery, during the night time, we get power from the batteries.
Currently, 200 households in this Masmasongos village are connected to this mini-grid. But by expanding the number of solar panels, more households could be connected in the future.
So anything that requires a machine, you can do on a mini-grid and you can't do in a solar home system effectively, right? Yes, you can do lighting and TVs and radios and charge your phone, but that's kind of where it ends.
In Nairobi, PowerHive co-founder Rick Wutz explains the differences between the solar home systems and the solar mini-grids built by his company. For instance, while the home systems provide DC power, the mini-grids provide AC electricity.
Our service is completely AC and it's very robust. And so we can power grain mills, we can power welders, we can power, you know, cold storage facilities. And the other big aspect is it's completely future-proof. So whenever the national grid should arrive, we can just interconnect and work in conjunction with the grid.
Back in the village, thanks to energy from the solar mini-grid, Francis Nyaboga has started to breed chicks. They grow more quickly under the special heat lamps powered by the solar energy.
These are bulbs for heat. When nighttime, I just put it on to get the warmth to the chicks.
So what kind of difference do you see in the chicks?
The difference is that when they're eating their night, they grow quick.
This is my little kiosk, and this is the barber shop.
This must have started a little kiosk, and right next to it, he built a tiny barber shop where he now shaves his male villagers, making use of the solar electricity. He pays around 350 shillings per month in utilities, around 3 euros, and he also makes his payments by mobile money.
This barber shop, I can manage to get something little for my family. So when I do it, I do feel happy.
Building a solar mini-grid takes more time and planning than installing a simple home system. PowerHive, so far, has only built some 20 mini-grids in the past 5 years, providing electricity to 4,000 homes. At the same time, more than 500,000 households in East Africa already bought one of Mkopa's solar home systems.
We spent a lot of time getting our land leases in place, all the permits that were required, etc., etc. And the quality of workmanship is not always at that level. So we've had to do quite a lot of training and capacity building to make sure that the grids that are being built are actually at the level of quality that we want and that we've paid for.
And just like with traditional grids, all households need to physically be connected to the mini-grid through poles and power lines. Also, every house gets a smart meter linked to a cloud-based server which enables customers to prepay through mobile money for the amount of the electricity they use. Jesse Moore sees benefits of his solar home systems compared to the mini-grids. Although they generate DC power, which stands for direct current, and most electricity networks in the world are still AC, which stands for alternating current, Moore believes DC has a future as well, and more machines will be DC-proof.
There certainly be some pieces of equipment that may not be fit for purpose with DC at the moment. I thought of a posho mill, but a sewing machine? No, that probably can go on DC. I've seen some DC sewing machines, so I know that they exist. I am a very big fan of DC power solutions because they will be much more environmentally friendly and require much less power to get the same output.
An increasing number of companies are exploring the solar market, both for mini-grids and solar home systems now. And Jesse Moore is optimistic about Africa's solar future.
What's really exciting about the total off-grid solutions like Mkopa's is you leapfrog the need for that sort of sharing of power, and each individual household can make its own personal choices. What can it afford? What can it use? And you know, they also own the assets rather than sharing those with others. So it's scaling faster. If there's not just one solution, but if we also see off-grid solutions as part of an energy mix, you know, I see no reason why in 30 years the entire continent isn't electrified.
This Masmasongo, for one, is happy about the solar power.
These are phone charging.
And how many phones can you charge in total?
More than 20 at once.
He was able to double his income thanks to all his little businesses, and he can finally play his favorite music through his enormous loudspeakers.
We have seen life-changing.
DW.